Please with item 1155.
Proclaim November to be Native American Heritage Month in Portland.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm very honored to present this proclamation today and invite our invited speakers up. I understand we have a drum solo to start with, which is a treat for all of us. Is that still on?
I think so.
Looking at my park staff, and if you'd like to come forward,
up, Judy, please.
We have Judy Bluehost Skelton and Donita Sue Fry.
Come on up. Good afternoon.
Huts may we. Hello. Good to be here. We're really honored to be here today to once again celebrate and acknowledge and read the proclamation for Native American Heritage Month. It follows right on the heels of Indigenous Peoples Day last month, which we're all starting to feel like we're part of being council chambers a lot. So
good.
For many good things. And so it's really an honor to be here again and know that there are many of us who are here in spirit but cannot get to the council meeting today to share in this exciting celebration. We have a number of things to offer, gifts, but good words and a performance, and I'm going to let each person introduce themselves, but I'm Judy Bluehorse Skelton. I serve on the Portland Parks Board, and I'm on the faculty with the Indigenous Nations Studies Program at Portland State University, and so many of our students are really excited about the energy and feeling that part of the city and that recognition. We have a lot of events scheduled in the city and at PSU and around the region to acknowledge. Been asked to speak at the Native American Community Advisory Council. We've now been meeting for 4 years. We meet monthly and are very, very happy that the Parks Bureau has been convening, especially grateful to Elizabeth Kennedy Wong for the long-term commitment to keep meeting every month as we look at policy, we look at land management, we look at the naming of parks. We've had several events, as I think you were at the last one, Mayor Hales, with the Westmoreland Park Salmon Celebration, our second annual celebration of that salmon coming back home in the only unimpeded salmon run in the city of Portland, the salmon coming up from the Columbia, up the Willamette, up Johnson Creek, up the Crystal Springs to the headwaters hidden in Reed College Canyon. And so this year we partnered with PBOT as part of Sunday Parkways. It was huge attendance. We had salmon baking traditionally, thanks to Christine and Clifton Bruno. We had a storyteller at Edmo, just so many in the community. The Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission was there talking about the fact that at these headwaters hidden in Reed Canyon are the Pacific lamprey. And so a real regenerative time in the city. As the salmon come back, the people are heartened. We are in Salmon Nation. My tribe's Nez Perce and Cherokee and many of us are from all over the country and call Portland home. And when the salmon come back, now they didn't know we had changed the schedule from October to September 27th. So they weren't in Crystal Springs that day. But we have since seen them there, mm-hmm. salmon spawning mm-hmm. in October. And so it gives us a great heart in a way that nothing else does. Other events have been the Native American Family Day, which Parks is hosting at Mount Scott Community Center, November 28th. Confederated Tribes of Siletz and Portland Public Schools Indian Education Office and others are on hand to do activities, dance, share culture, and the parks provides free swimming and other things. So it's a reciprocal opportunity to recognize that the confluence of the Willamette and Columbia Rivers have been home to people from time immemorial. It is a huge economic and social network. coming in here today, I can feel that it still is. And so in the 21st century, we are, we recognize our ancestors were looking out for us 7 generations back. That's why we're able to sit here today. Even when we were facing disenfranchisement and relocation and for many tribes in Oregon, termination. Tough word, but that was the policy. And so as Siletz and Grand Ronde get ready to celebrate restoration, regeneration with their powwows, we're excited to remind that we're still here. In fact, if anything, it's an opportunity for us to share how we will live here for the next thousands of years in the face of climate change. Where will we all live? What water will we drink? What are our healthy foods? How will our children be? And how will we all share this place that we all call home? And so we're very excited about being able to share that. Verdine has agreed to share a little bit and introduce herself, Verdine.
Hello, it's nice to be here. Thank you for having us. My name is Verdine McGuire. I'm a member of the Confederated Tribes of Siletz Indians. I work here at the Portland Area Office for my tribe. I'm the Community Health Advocate. I'm part of the NACAC board when my schedule allows it. And my tribe is celebrating their 38th year of restoration this year at the Chinook Winds Casino in Lincoln City. So I will definitely be attending that. It's one of our favorite events. But I'm honored to be here and looking forward to the agenda and the proclamation today. So thank you.
Thank you.
We have a special guest coming down from our northern relatives, and I'm going to let you introduce yourself.
You bet. Naut Siam, Natschalaka Siam, Haishka. I'm saying family and friends of family, thank you for being here. You're wondering, how am I related to you if I'm going to call you family? What I'm going to say is that we are related to this special moment. From now on, we'll remember this time together, I hope. My elders would say at gatherings ever since I was a little boy, the greatest gift anyone can give is their presence. And later on, I thought my Uncle Art especially was trying to get out of giving me a present during Christmas. But now I know what he really meant. What he meant was the greatest gift anyone can give is their presence. And at this time, in gratitude, I want to acknowledge the generosity of your service to this community. I want to thank you for stepping forward and choosing this sometimes thankless job of being a public servant. And out of that gratitude and the recognition and acknowledgement of your generosity, I'm reminded that there for thousands of years here was a sustainable economy. And that may seem like an impossibility, the notion of a sustainable economy. But if it is based on generosity, and if it is based on gratitude, then we can not only share this beautiful past that we have, this peaceful time that we have, we can celebrate a shared future of sustainability, a shared future of prosperity, a shared future of spiritual healing. In 1983, Native elders met at the University of Lethbridge up in Canada to celebrate and to address the issues that relate to substance abuse. They celebrated in this gathering, and they realized in that gathering that the hurt of one is the hurt of all. and the honor of one is the honor of all. On this day, I'd like to perform a piece I wrote that was inspired by that gathering, with the intention that you hear and accept the notion that your honor brings honor to everyone, as you are true to your skills, gifts, and talents. Muster up the courage to feel all of your feelings. Recognize and acknowledge that you are significant. Others may recognize and acknowledge that you're significant, but that would be insignificant if you don't own your own significance. And act on the passions of your heart. That honors us all. That honors everyone. So this piece was inspired by that gathering, with a simple notion that one person honor their skills, gifts, and talents. And then generations from now, a lifetime from now, how that has an impact on everyone around us. This is called The Honor of All. If you don't mind, I'm going to stand while
I pray.
Oh,
please. That's fine.
Thank you.
Oh, let's suspend the rules and say thank you for that. Thank you.
I sincerely believe that I've lived my whole life for that moment and to remind us all that my music is a direct product of a well-supported public school music program.
Mm-hmm. You're here.
I thought there was no clapping. No clapping. I'm just kidding.
Rules.
Thank
it was
you so
too
much.
Great to not clap.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, we appreciate so much you as leaders being here today. It's my privilege to read this proclamation and make this official. So thank you, Commissioner Fritz, for your help with this, and to each of you for being here. It says, whereas Native Americans, the indigenous peoples of this land, flourish with vibrant cultures, developed one of the largest trade economies, and are the original stewards of Mother Earth, and whereas the city of Portland now rests on lands at the confluence of the Willamette and Columbia Rivers, a major crossroads for the economic, social, and political interactions of the indigenous tribes for thousands of years. And whereas indigenous people hand down oral histories, science, governance, a distinct relationship with water, land, rocks, native plants, birds, fish, and animals, and invaluable cultural knowledge and rich traditions that continue to thrive in Portland, supporting community health. And whereas indigenous peoples who have been here since time immemorial continue to contribute immeasurably to our country, state, and city's heritage, distinguishing themselves as scholars, veterans, teachers, athletes, artists, entrepreneurs, and leaders. And whereas the indigenous population of the Portland metropolitan area is over 40,000 people, descended from more than 380 tribes and bands from across the nation. And whereas the community continues to contribute to the cultural fabric of the city of Portland through many events throughout the year, such as traditional powwows, festivals, celebrations, active community organizations, and tribal intergovernmental relationships, now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim the month of November to be Native American Heritage Month in Portland, and encourage all our residents to observe this month. Again, let's suspend the rules and say thank you.
Mayor Hales and Commissioners, we have to thank you and close out today.
Oh, yes, please.
A drum song from one of our Siletz tribal members and one of our NAIA staff members here in the City of Portland.
That'd be wonderful. Thank you.
My name is Fish Martinez, and I'm just going to sing what's the honor song, what I learned from a gentleman that I knew from here in Portland, and his name is Gerald Sennett.
Yeah.
Community members have handmade some honorary gifts for our elected officials to wish you well in your leadership.
Thank you.
Come around out there, please.
Sure.
If only we could begin all our deliberations that way.
We should, maybe.
Thank you so much.